Well, welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. Another wine that we wrote a review up on the CheapWineFighter.com website. We always put links to stuff in there if you want to read things and learn more about the wines. We give links to the websites and interesting stuff sometimes. And this wine is a wine from the Columbia Valley. It's not a Trader Joe's or any store brand or anything, but it is $7.99 at my local wine shop. And it's called the Columbia Crest Grand Estate Chardonnay 2021. It's from Columbia Valley, and Columbia Crest is the second label for Chateau Saint-Michel. So, it's like Chateau Saint-Michel makes a lot of $10 wines. What do they need a second label for? Well, they also have single vineyard wines, and they have the whole variety of wines. If you want a wine, Chateau Saint-Michel probably makes it. And so does Columbia Crest. In 2005, their Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon won Wine of the Year from Wine Spectator out of like the thousands of wines they reviewed. They said that was the best one, a second label from a Washington State value price and more producer is pretty impressive. So they are well known for quality wines. They know what they're doing, and they do very well in the value price market too. And this is kind of an interesting wine for an $8 wine that, it's not a store brand. Store brands have price advantages. This one doesn't have that. So I'm going to take a sip, and we're going to talk about it because it's kind of interesting. Now, this isn't the exact, I think it's 64%. 64% of the grapes were barrel fermented and underwent malolactic fermentation. Virtually all red wines undergo malolactic fermentation because it takes the tart acid in the grapes and turns them into rounded acid, and red wine does better with rounded fruit flavors rather than tart fruit flavors. And white wines have some kind of oak involved. Chardonnay is one of them that's, especially in this price range, uses oak. And there's a couple others, but typically you'll see malolactic in Chardonnay, not that many other. So malolactic fermentation takes that tart, citrusy Chardonnay, and turns it into more rounded fruit-driven Chardonnay. Then the other third, I think it's like 36%, is stainless steel, no malolactic. So it's straight ahead, naked Chardonnay, as they used to call it. And it's tart, more citrusy. So you're getting this rounded fruit Chardonnay and this straight up tart Chardonnay. It's put together, but it's 2/3 to 1/3. So you're going to win the rounded fruit's going to win, but it's going to have that citrus around the edges, and it does. It's kind of nice, which is it really kind of makes a nice wine for $8 wine. I'm going to take another sip. It's well made. It's got a stew of flavors up front. It's got apple and peach and maybe lime, and it's got some creamy vanilla, maybe some grapefruit. And then the mid palate brings in some stone fruit, some nectarine. I think we're stone fruit too. Maybe tangerine, some orange zest, a little bit. But everything is kind of subtle and well-balanced, maybe a little bit of that salty. I didn't get any nutty thing on there. Usually when you stir the lees, when they leave the dead yeast in the wine while it ages, they can use batonnage, which just means stick, and they stir it. And the more you stir it, the more you get this this nutty, salty sensation. I get the salty sensation. I didn't get the nutty sensation, so they must not have stirred it too much. So there you go. So you're getting some for an inexpensive Chardonnay from Washington State. You're getting a little bit of character and personality in the wine, and it's all subtle. It doesn't go over the top. It's whoever made it had a nice hand on what was going on. And this is well-controlled wine, really balanced flavors. I mean, there's not too much of the rounded fruit. There's not too much of the tart fruit. There's not too much of that the oakiness from the fermentation process, the oak barrel fermentation. It all kind of blends together. It's kind of a nice Chardonnay. I mean, it's just kind of a nice wine. They did very well at this one. I'll take another sip and we'll close it up. Because what more can you say from a $8 Chardonnay that could be a really good daily driver or in your rotation? At this price, you know, you can't beat it. I know what I'm going to talk about when I come back after this sip. I was at a wine tasting last month. And one of the winemakers, a French winemaker, I asked him, what's the average price? A typical French person who has wine with lunch and dinner, what do they pay for a bottle of wine? He says, $5. And they like that wine. He's like, oh, yeah, it's good. So when you're thinking about, oh, $8 is too cheap, in France, they typically drink $5 wine. Yeah, people do pay more who want to pay more or can pay more. But the bulk of the people who have wine with their meal are drinking $5 wines. So, you know, don't get caught up in the hype of the marketing. If you like a wine that because it tastes good or whatever, that's all you need to do. I mean, if you, it's almost, ooh, I love a $75 wine. It's like, oh no, now I got to pay that much every time I want a great bottle of wine. No, try to find a $8 wine that does it for you. So that's it for me, Domain. Dave, we had the Columbia Crest Grand Estates Chardonnay 2021. Liked it. Inexpensive. Good producer. And I think we've got another rerun of a wine that we always liked. It'll be a good one in a couple of days. So adios. Stay cool if you can. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. So adios. Keep it cheap. Bye-bye.